Blog Talk Radio.
This is Merle with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Oh, yeah, it's an absolute gorgeous day outside, nice and sunny, not hot, not cold. I think it's like in the 60s, and I'm in the house because I'm doing this radio show. But that's okay. This is going to be, we're talking about football today. That's what we're going to be doing. Of course, we have Samantha Rappaport coming on to tell us about girls' flag football in the schools in New York City. As a matter of fact, she's there right now. Sam, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Merle?
Oh, just great. Okay. I got to say, I got confused because I'm looking on two different websites and stuff, and I'm saying my, and I realize that there are two, if you want to call, camps going on. That the Sharks do one in May as a kids' camp, and the PSAL does a clinic in March.
Yeah, right.
So what happens is I'm looking at photos, and I'm going, oh, I don't understand. Why are there Sharks players in this one with the PSAL if until I realized they were two different things, because that's what was
right.
Going on. Okay. So, but I want to stop. First, I want you to introduce yourself to my audience and tell us.
Absolutely. My name is Sam Rappaport, and I'm the Director of Football Development at USC Football. I previously worked at the NFL League office on their youth football programs, which includes all of their girls' initiatives. And now I have kind of an expanded role within the female audience, whereas I oversee all of girls' and women's engagement in flag and tackle football at USA Football.
Okay. So, but you started off, you came here from Montreal.
Yeah,
because you were on the Blitz, you were quarterback, right?
Yep, I was the quarterback of the Montreal Blitz I think 2000, 2002, if I'm not mistaken, and played a couple seasons there, and that's actually where I met a lot of the Sharks because we played them twice a year. And then in my junior year of college at McGill in Montreal, I was able to procure an internship at the NFL headquarters in Manhattan. And so I moved to New York soon after and have been here ever since.
So you went from working for the NFL to working for USA Football, is that it?
Yep. I went to USA Football in late 2010 to take over this role, and I've worked very closely with the league office. I still run all of the NFL's youth programs, like NFL flag and punt, pass, and kick. And the NFL girls flag football program, along with a bunch of others.
Now, so when we're talking about this, so this, in terms of the schools in New York City, so this is not just a New York City thing you're doing?
No, it's not. So in 2007, we created a program called the NFL Girls Flag Football Leadership Program that provided free equipment to any school in the country that agreed to start a girls' flag football program in their schools. So we started with in year one with over 20,000 girls being introduced to the sport, and it was not just New York. New York didn't come in on year one. I think they came in years, I think it was three of the program or so. I'd have to look back. And we worked closely with Tyrone Parker and Avi Jen Blum, a Sharks alumni, to implement it in New York. But New York has one of the most successful programs in the country.
Oh, well, that's nice to hear. Yeah, I had noticed because I'm going to be working on an article, and I didn't realize how many high schools in New York City have flag football. And the article is for a Queens newspaper, and I'm thinking, all right, I hope there's at least one or two. And then I say, oh, right, there's like 11 high schools participating. Are all of the high schools participating at this point?
We have high schools in all five boroughs of New York that are participating. I think the last numbers I heard were there were over 30 teams within the schools, and there's over 500 girls that are participating right now. I could definitely find a breakdown for you on which of these schools are in Queens versus, you know, other areas. It's easy to pull up, but it's something that, you know, it's we're pretty excited that this program exists in all five boroughs. That was a big achievement, and the number of girls is high.
Okay, so now when they're not, because I understand, like, their season is, like, it's like June, that they start
in
New York City?
Spring.
I'm sorry?
They play in the spring.
Okay. So when they're not, if the season isn't on, do they initiate in the schools to have them, well, I don't mean practice, but to keep in shape?
In the off season, you mean?
Yeah.
In the off season, they don't play football in the off season. I think they play, I know they play basketball in the fall, and there's some other spring sports that accompany football, which is great. You know, I think for girls, definitely at that age, it's great for them to be, you know, multi-sport athletes, and we definitely recommend that. And it's something that, as long as they're enjoying football, it's great for them to acquire skills from other sports in the off season that will, you know, without a doubt, make them better football players in the spring.
Oh, okay. So that's kind of their to keep themselves trained. I know, like with the football, as I know, at least from what I get, let's say with the Sharks, when it's off season, they're either playing flag football to keep them in shape, or they have somebody. I think JD has some kind of company or things like that, you know, to keep the Sharks in shape. That's what I was kind of wondering, you know, what they do in terms of the schools. But if they're involved in other sports, that's, you know, what keeps them in the shape that they're in.
Definitely. And I think the difference here with the Sharks is that, you know, this is still an introductory program for many of these girls. So it's the first time that they're ever touching the sport of football. So they're getting acquainted with it. You know, there isn't a heavy training regimen or anything like there is for, you know, women's tackle football or even the more competitive, you know, girls' flag football leagues that exist just, you know, in communities around the country. It really is, you know, a first touch point with it. It's learn the sport, love the sport. You know, they're having a great time playing it. And then in their off season, you know, they're enjoying other sports.
Now, in terms of have you played flag?
Yes, I played my whole life. I started playing when I was, I think, 12, 13 years old. And I'm 33 now and haven't stopped. So it's been, you know, a little over 20 years that I've been playing as a quarterback, and it's, you know, the sport lends itself so well to, you know, a lifetime of enjoying it, and that's definitely what I plan to do.
When they have the competitions and the international competitions, are you involved in that?
I am. I'm not playing, but I run the Team USA programs for the country, so I oversee both the men's and women's flag football world championships, which just took place in Italy this month, actually, and our men's team took home the gold, and our women's team took home the silver, and I also oversee our women's national tackle team that plays every 4 years that has won two gold medals back-to-back.
Okay, isn't that interesting how much the media really went on that, huh?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the U.S., especially for the women's tackle, you know, the U.S. dominates so much that it is sometimes not as newsworthy as we would like it to be. But I think this year, you know, for the first time ever, there were a lot of BuzzFeed articles that came out. Our captain and quarterback Sammy Grisafi is, you know, has now won 2 gold medals and is also, you know, a budding star in the music world. So I think, you know, she sang the national anthem before the gold medal game, and that did make it the media rounds, which was great and did bring some attention to it. So I think, you know, for 2017, which is the next women's tackle championship, you know, hopefully it's hosted in the United States, so there'd be, so it's easier for, you know, our national media to take notice.
That would be really great. But with the when they do this with the international, they choose one league, right, to do this?
No, they don't. We are open. Our tryouts are open to any female athlete that is 18 and over. We don't designate anything by means of leagues or teams or anything like that. We want, you know, the best players that we could possibly get on that field from both a talent standpoint and an attitude standpoint, and that is something that we open this up to anyone for the first time. So we don't discriminate league to league. It doesn't matter to us what league a female athlete plays in, or if she's even ever played football before. If she's good enough at our tryouts to impress the coaches and make the team, then you know, that hasn't happened yet. But our tryouts are wide open,
and also can afford to travel too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's another part of it. I mean, our teams do fundraise, but there is a cost obviously associated with traveling overseas, and that's something that, you know, that the girls have to either fundraise for themselves or, you know, or just pay for, and that's, you know, across the board. Every country's in the same boat.
Sure. Now, what made you decide to get into this whole thing of pushing it in the schools?
Girls flag football?
Yeah.
I think that, you know, we have 2 programs now that are in school, which are exciting. You know, the girls flag football program is one that has been in existence, like I said, since 2007, and it's one that, you know, is based for girls only. And the need for that program really came from the girls themselves. You know, I was overseeing our NFL flag program at the time, which is a co-ed program, and we just received so many emails from girls that kind of begged us for a league of their own and said, you know, we want to play football too, and we don't just want to play powder puff, we want to play for real. And, you know, that really, it was good timing, because at the same time, the commissioner of the NFL, Commissioner Goodell, brought a bunch of women together, a bunch of people together, actually, in a room, and challenged us to help, you know, increase the avidity of our female fan base. And that was there was the same need there. Women came to us at the NFL and said, you know, we love the sport as much as men, and we know as much as men, and we want, you know, and we want to be involved. So, you know, we presented this idea of a girls' flag football program to help girls play the sport, and Commissioner Goodell liked it, and it was the idea that was selected, so that's how we were able to implement that, which was great. And, you know, the other program that we have that we actually just unveiled a couple of weeks ago in Seattle is an in-school flag football program for boys and girls for free. So it kind of mirrors the business model of the girls' flag football program. And so we're about to unroll that now. So any school in the country is able to apply for a free flag football kit and curriculum that we can use to help get flag football in the schools for kids.
Oh, so this is just this is not something that's happening with the schools in the city. This is all.
It is actually. New York is one. So there were 6 school districts that were selected as a pilot for this, and New York was selected as one of them. So Jen Blum will be helping us out with that as well, and we'll be working with middle schools and elementary schools in New York to get this program in.
Well, that's great. Is it just talked about, or, you know, like, if anything that we can expect to happen?
Nope. Yep, there was a media release about it a couple weeks ago, and right now if anyone goes on the Fuel Up to Play 60 website, which is the group that we're working with to administer the program, any school across the country can apply for one of these 5 football kits for free.
Oh. That's great. I hope we'll see this going on in the elementary schools. Do you think that what effect do you think it has on in terms of well, at least flag football on girls in terms of how they feel about themselves or, you know, like that.
Yeah, I mean, I could talk for hours about that, but I think the sport itself, you know, I think when we developed the girls flag football program, we went down to Florida and did some field research with the girls and asked them, you know, because flag football has been very popular in schools in Florida for, you know, probably 15 to 20 years now. So we went and asked them, you know, why they play and what it does for them. And the answers we got, you know, were just incredible across the board. You know, like football is ingrained in every person, almost every person in this country. And there's no reason why, you know, girls should not play it and enjoy it the same way that boys do. And I think what flag football brings more so than other sports is that, you know, every athlete is involved in every play. And whether you're the intended receiver or the quarterback or the center or not, you have a role in every single play, whether you're a decoy or whether you're, you know, you're taking the deep safety away so the your receiver underneath you can run a slant. Whatever it is, you are involved in every play, and every girl is able to draw, you know, self-worth and confidence based on that. And I think that that's very different than other sports that are either more individual or have a lot of kind of standing around time, you know, in my opinion, like softball or you know, other sports where you're just kind of waiting to play, whereas flag football is nonstop. Every girl plays every position mostly, and you get to learn, you know, different elements of the sport that really, you know, drive a girl's self-confidence, which I think everyone probably, you know, listening to this knows the benefits of sports overall for girls and the results of many, many surveys and research that has been done, which, you know, includes, you know, a higher GPAs, lower rate of teen pregnancy, higher confident rankings, and, you know, you name it, and the benefits of sports to girls is endless, but I think flag football is unique in, you know, all the reasons I just mentioned.
And I'm wondering if these girls, like, would be the ones to step up when someone is bullying somebody.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that that playing the sport, first of all, creates, obviously, friendships within the sport and creates confidence in girls to, you know, stand up for themselves, stand up for other people. I think sports in general really gives, you know, many girls the confidence to stand up to a lot of different things in their lives. And it's, you know, there's no question that, you know, football lends itself well to that, if not, you know, better or best than better than any other sport.
Now, so you said Jen is the commissioner of the PSAL when it comes to girls' flag football, am I correct?
Yeah, you're correct.
Okay, and so did she get appointed, or did she? Is this something that you were involved in, or?
So the way it works is I worked directly with Tyrone Parker, who oversees the girls' flag program at the PSAL in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke to me and asked for recommendations for, you know, someone in the area who I think would make, you know, would do well at this job, knows the sport better than anyone, you know, has experience playing and is great with kids and teachers and able to connect with people. And Jen Blum was the first person that came to mind, as she has, you know, played on Team USA teams before. She's played flag football her whole life as well, is an avid fan. You know, we've worked with Jen on many different clinics that involve Play 60 in New York City, and she's just emerged as someone who, you know, would do an incredible job at this and could lead the way. So Jen will also be our lead trainer for the national program that we're unveiling for flag football. So Jen will be traveling from city to city, you know, likely next month, to do what she does in New York and kind of expand it across the country.
Well, I guess that it's interesting. It's always interesting to me after because, you know, having been hanging around the team for so many years, the New York Sharks, it's
mm-hmm.
interesting as the when they retire as to what any of the players do. And, you know, especially like, oh, well, they can't stop playing, so they'll play flag, you know, things like that, you know. Matter of fact, I don't know. I think, I'm not sure, but I think Dana may still be playing flag football. I think she's at least 50. I mean, it's like no
yeah.
one wants to really stop, you know. But
no, there's many ways now for women to stay involved in the game. And one big one, you know, initiative at the NFL is the NFL's now Women's Officiating Academy. And so they've reached out to a lot of, and I know they've worked with New York, and I know they've worked with the Pittsburgh Passion, and, you know, they're looking to recruit women that, you know, retire from the tackle game and to kind of enter into the pipeline of female officials, as, you know, it's definitely a priority at, you know, at the NCAA and NFL level to train female officials so we can have, you know, female officials in top rankings.
Well, that's good, too. It's another glass ceiling, huh?
Yep, definitely.
Well, good. I'm glad you – listen, I'm glad somebody's doing this. It's a, you know, it keeps – we need to, you know, make women known for more than, you know, what they do. And because it's interesting that there's not many teams that like, for instance, and I noticed, like, with the Pittsburgh Passion, the owner also used to play, right?
Yep.
And there's not many teams of the tackle football that are owned by women. I mean, the women tackle football teams being – oh, no, and she's the head coach. That's right.
Yeah, she's the head coach as well.
She's
yeah.
the head coach. And that's the thing that's unusual, I think, because I don't even know how many teams even have head coaches that are women with the women's teams.
Yeah.
You know?
I think, to your point earlier, there are a lot of female owners, but there are not a lot of female head coaches, and I think that's something else that, you know, that we're seeing as a result of the Team USA women's tackle team, is a lot of those women are now, you know, because of their credentials, are now going on to coach boys, either junior high or high school. I think one of our players was just named head coach at her high school, and another player is, you know, a positional coach in her high school, and that's another kind of realm of the game that, you know, women that have experience playing and know the game as well as men should, you know, have equal opportunity to go up for coaching jobs. And I have no doubt that, you know, in my lifetime there will be a female on a coaching staff in the NFL.
Well, as far as in the high schools here in New York City, should I make an assumption that there are no female coaches as yet, or unless
Yeah. There are female coaches. I think, actually, one of them is a former New York Shark. Her last name escapes me. Her first name is Natalie. She played a while ago, she coaches one of the teams I know. And there are actually a lot of female coaches in this. I don't know exactly, you know, what the numbers are, but there are a lot of women that are coaching it. And I know that with our national program, there's been a lot of interest from female PE teachers to do it. So I think that, you know, from a flag football perspective, I see that as something that is probably equal, men to women.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. That's, you know, one of the things that had been interesting that I'm watching, realizing how old I am, is that there was a play on the Sharks that started out, I guess, she had started, like, going to the kids' camp, and then from there, when she finally turned 18, she was now able to play for the Sharks. And it's interesting to see, because there's no feeder system at this point, really, because you don't get the kids, like, the high schools don't have the tackle for we can feed
right.
into the tackle football. So this was interesting to watch one person over the years. I think she started like at age 4. She was hanging around the Sharks. I remember that. And
yeah.
She actually got coached by her father, who is a broadcaster on the team. And
oh, really?
It was interesting to see. And I thought to myself, well, let's see how she is. And she scored a couple of touchdowns. And it was like, you know, like really to see somebody that you know, progressed over the years and now what's, you know, available for her to do, you know, her passion, you know.
Right. No, it's great. And I think there's no doubt that this flag, these flag leagues in school and our NFL flag leagues in the communities are going to serve as pipelines for girls, you know, to learn the sport. I think there's no better way to learn the sport of tackle football than to play flag. That's definitely how I was able to, you know, just enter into a tackle team as a starting quarterback from nothing. There's no way I would have been able to do that if I came from another sport like rugby or hockey or any of the others that were offered. So I think it's a great way. And I think the other thing we have to look at is that the sport of women's tackle football is relatively young. We have history that dates back to, the 60s and 70s for sure. But as far as organized women's tackle football, we're really only about 14 years old. And if you look at basketball and soccer and the other sports that we compete against that have been, playing regularly since before Title IX, I think that that's something that we have to be patient with. And you're going to see more and more girls, come into the sport like, the girl you're mentioning from flag football and from other sports as we develop it and as we get it, more and more popular at the high school level and then hopefully, potentially at the NCAA level.
Well, how do you foresee, do you think there'll be girls tackle in the schools at any point?
I think that would be great. In my opinion, I think girls, are capable and able to do anything that boys can do from a sports perspective. And I think that, it's definitely about openness of parents letting their, whether it's a boy or a girl, play tackle football. But there are, one or two girls tackle football leagues that exist in the country. Numbers are tough to come by, obviously, but as it grows in popularity, we hear, almost a story a day in the fall season about girls that are playing on boys' teams, and it's, it's phenomenal and it's admirable to see girls doing that, but we all know it's not ideal. I mean, ideally, girls should want to play in girls' leagues, but because that's not available to them, they have to kind of go with what is available to them. But in a dream scenario, there would be girls tackle football leagues, starting up at the junior high school level. I think it's, the question there is always about the sustainability of that girl in sport and that, there are no tackle football scholarships for girls. And I know in this country that's a big barrier for, entry into a sport. So I think those are the issues that we have to overcome, but, every sport had to and we can do it as well.
Would you happen to have any idea of how many girls are playing at this point, playing tackle football in the high schools with the, with the boys? Every once in a while I hear about somebody or.
Yeah, no, and that number is definitely growing. Every year that we get that number from the NFHS, and it's something that is growing every year. I'm trying to recall the number of I can get it for you, the number of girls that are currently participating. I don't have the updated number as of now, but it's in the thousands, and I can pull that number.
Really?
For sure. Yeah.
That I have to tell you, I'm surprised because in terms of like the media, it's like I remember like okay, 3 or 4, kind of like that. But that's great to hear, especially, and by the way, and if there's any in New York City, what would that be, the high schools or the colleges that they play? The high schools?
It would be the high schools, yeah.
Okay, so if there's any, I'd be very curious if there are any in the high schools that
Yeah, I read about one a while ago. I'm not quite sure if she's still in the sport, but I can definitely get you that information too.
Oh yeah, I would love that. This is great. It's to see the constant progression. Like it's not going down the tubes. I remember like conversations with Andrew Douglas. Of what, what'll happen, what she's trying to do, and so on and so forth. And it was like, I'll push as long as you push. I'll put out the media as long as you want to push, So, but
right.
I'm glad that, you can only do what you can do. It doesn't, it's like with the Sharks, we can, no matter what I did in terms of, the first to do this, so this didn't bring people to the game, and
right.
It didn't even help. It's not like the media suddenly picked up and went, oh, this is the first team that had blah, blah, blah. They didn't really care. It didn't matter.
Right.
So but to see that it has progressed, is a fantastic thing, and we definitely thank you for this. We bow to you for doing this.
It's my passion. You know, like I grew up playing it, and I grew up playing it in a country where the NFL doesn't have a team, but, you know, girls flag football was more popular there than it was in the U.S. And that shows where, you know, Canada has won the last two international women's flag football gold medals. So it really shows you that, you know, that is something that needs to exist in the U.S. And you know, I'm more than happy to, you know, dedicate, you know, a very good portion of my career to trying to achieve that.
That's great. I wanted to ask you then, in terms of looking at photos from the clinic, and I see, as I said, I see a lot of like Sharks players. Are they doing the coaching? I mean, I see Jen in the photo, so I know that. But then I see Sharks players. Are they the designated coaches?
If you're talking about the Play 60 events that we run, then we hire the New York Sharks every year around drafts, because that's hosted in New York, to coach our kids during our NFL flag Play 60 clinics. So we work with them for years and years now, and Jen has done a lot of them, and we have it's all basically former and current Sharks that teach at those clinics for us.
Okay, so that's interesting with the Play 60, because when I see this advertised on TV, it looks like it's always geared toward boys. And I'm going, But now that you said that, I guess, you know, just the fact that it's just they're not showing girls that's what led me to think of that. So
yeah,
that
no, we... We definitely cater to girls, and, you know, I'm heavily involved with that, so I would never have it any other way. I think, you know, we want to show the girls at the clinics that, you know, women play football, and that's why we bring out female coaches out there, so, you know, they really act as role models to them, which is great, and we always have a mix of boys and girls at everything we do, especially as it pertains to the flag football stuff, so, you know, and we continue to work towards that, and it's something that... you know, that is real critically important to USA Football and the NFL.
So what what's the next thing that would be coming up for me to venture over to say or something?
This in-school program that we are announced is really kind of the hot program right now that we'll be introducing flag football to over 500,000 girls and boys in the country. It has a very large scale, and the NFL and USA Football are dedicating a lot of funding towards it. So, you know, that really is the most exciting piece of news. Commissioner Goodell was actually the one that announced it at a press conference in Seattle during our week one kickoff. So, you know, that really is the most exciting thing right now that we have coming down the pike, along with, you know, a lot of things that we're doing with flag football and girls flag football across the country.
So if I wanted to get in touch with a school, like, because I'm writing, since it's a Queens newspaper that I'm writing for, so if I want to get in touch, am I getting in touch with the principal, or who would I be?
Well, the application process just opened, so schools have just started applying. So,
okay.
You know, if you wanted to get in touch with the schools directly, I think the best thing to do would be to get in touch with a company called Gen Youth, GenYouth, and they are the ones that are in contact with each individual schools about this. So if any media requests around this can go directly to them, and I'm sure that they can hook you up with the necessary people.
Okay. And also, if I want to, let's say, well, I guess there's nobody to interview at this point at the high schools, unless, like, if I wanted to, let's say, interview one of the girls that's in a flag football team, would I have to get in touch with the principal or the sports person?
I would, I would say, you know, Jen Blum or, you know, Tyrone at the league would probably be the best people to get you in direct contact with those people. You can definitely reach out to the schools that administered this in the spring. And I'm sure Jen is pretty close with a lot of those people, so I think that would be the best bet.
Okay.
Or, you know, I can send you contact information for Tyrone if you want to go directly to him as well.
Okay. So, in other words, in terms of talking directly to them, I should wait for the spring to even chit-chat. But at least now, I mean, the article itself, I don't know that I'll wait till the spring. I want to show that this is happening and then maybe perhaps follow up when they're playing. So, but I want to get out, you know, this information that it's even happening so that the girls know that they can be part of the team in the spring.
Right.
Okay. Well, now I think I understand. I think I got it all.
Okay.
Is there anything you could add?
I think, I mean, the only other thing that we do, USA Football administers for women's tackle football that is unique is we hosted, last year in February, we hosted our first ever Women's World Football Games, where we invited women from all over the world to come onto one field and learn the sport of football from USA Football's top coaches, some of which are former NFL players. And, you know, it was a resounding success, and we had women representing nine countries. You know, women flew from Australia, from Belgium, from, you know, Norway, Sweden, to attend this clinic. And it was such a success that now, you know, all these countries have, you know, created these ties with each other. And now they're playing inter-country play to prepare for the Women's World Championships. And we're hosting our second one in February, at the end of February in Tampa, Florida again. And we're hoping of, you know, upwards of 100 to 150 women come out to that to learn the sport. And then on the last day, they compete against each other in a basically like a final competition game where we merge all the countries together and they're playing against each other. So this isn't a country versus country competition. It really is like, let's all learn from each other, play with each other, you know, create bonds with each other so we can help develop the sport for years to come. So that's another exciting venture that we have going on.
That's absolutely fabulous. Now, if anybody wants to, like, what would be the best website to go to catch up on this or find out about what's going on?
Definitely. If you just Google Women's World Football Games and USA Football, it'll be the first one that pops up. But you can, if you just go to usafootball.com and you write Women's World Football Games in the search engine, it'll be the first field that pops up as well. So we would, you know, this event as well is open to any female athlete 18 years and older anywhere in the world. Again, doesn't even have to be a football player. If she just wants to play tackle football and is scared to just join a team, then this would be a great entry point for her as well.
Okay. Well, I think I'll have to. Did I get you into the museum yet? Or?
I think we talked about it a long time ago, but I'm not quite sure if I'm in it or not.
I have to find out. I think I have to push it a little more because I think it demands.
That would be an honor.
It demands a little more recognition. You know, I get crazy with that, with things like that. You know, I'll work on that one.
Awesome. That I would be flattered. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, hopefully I got what I need, and the people that I can contact and. This is one article to be worked on and not just thrown out there. That's what I get. So,
absolutely.
And I appreciate your calling into the radio station so I can now understand who's doing what.
Excellent. Well, if you have any other questions, Merle, you know how to get me. Just let me know and I'd be glad to answer them.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, one of the things I wanted to share was that the first time I saw the kids camp that the Sharks did, I said, okay, this is kind of interesting. And as I watched it, I watched this going, I went, oh, I don't know what they're going to do. And I was so surprised. There were girls that never even played on a team or any sport. And by the end of this thing, like, they had games. They played games. And I went, wow. I mean, they really picked it up, you know.
Absolutely.
And the other thing I wanted it to, or I, that I never forgot, there was a guy, and I believe, I think he was coaching a team from high school, I think. But there was a comment about, in terms of the difference between coaching boys and coaching girls. And he said, when you coach boys, you tell them what to do and they just do it. When you coach girls, you tell them what they do and they say, why?
Yeah.
They have to know why they're doing it. And I went, well, you know, and said, just doing it. They're clear. So then the next time, they'll know why.
Yeah. We heard that a lot from the coaches at the Women World Football Games. You know, they were saying that when they coach boys, you know, they tell them something and then they're like, yeah, but I'm really fast, so I'm just going to do a spin move and I'll be fine. You know, and I think with girls, like, when you teach girls something, like, they want to know why 100 times, and then they will go out and administer it exactly how you know, the coach taught it. So there's definitely a very big difference between the way that men and women receive information in that way. But I think, coach, you know, the best coaches understand that and can teach accordingly.
Okay. All right. Well, have a great day, and thanks again.
Awesome. Merle, thank you so much. If you need anything else, just let me know.
Okay. Right. Take
thanks
care.
You. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Hi. Yeah, well, that was Samantha Rappaport. It's good to know that what's going on with the girls and football in schools. Well, I guess I got to find out, like, how many players, at least in the New York City schools, how many girls are actually playing on the tackle football. Anyway, so I'm going to end this right now. So all I can say is have a nice the chickens, they're sleeping. What can I do? All right, so everybody have a nice day, morning, and enjoy. And don't fight. I don't know.